Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to the episode where we talk about the Raw Edit Contest winners for this past month. So this is for the month of March 2020, and the way things are going around the world, there should have been way more entries than there were, mainly because everybody should be stuck inside battling the COVID situation that we got going on. Either way, we had some really good entries, and I wanted to kind of go over the honorable mentions and the winners for the month of March. So let's go ahead and roll into it. And again, we do this every month where we give out a raw file to edit, and the next month's raw file is already ready to go. You are able to download it and again enter the contest every month, and I really look forward to seeing all the edits. So let's go and get into the honorable mentions for March 2020. So the first honorable mention is going to be from Ken Martin. He did a very, very solid edit. If you're not familiar with the photos that we're talking about, if you want to kind of follow along, link in the description of the podcast description there, you're going to see a URL to all the winners, the honorable mentions, the website there, and you'll be able to follow along with it. So again, Ken Martin had a very, very solid edit. It looks like there was a little bit of a sky replacement there. Overall, very, very solid edit. It was kind of a gloomy photo, more on the gloomy side, and he made it look really, you know, really sunny, really warm, very inviting. So, very, very good job on that, Ken. All right. And so the next one, the next honorable mention is going to be from an Alvin Heron. I believe that's how you say your name, Heron. He does these really fun photo edits where he puts people and objects in there. And I believe this one was, the person in there and in the photo that was added was getting a drink after a long, hard day of riding a horse or something like that. So he put in the horse there. He put in a guy kind of bending into the water to grab a drink. Very, very fun photo. Very creative edit. I really enjoy these because they're just kind of fun to look at, where you can kind of contort somebody and Photoshop somebody in there to really kind of make them do whatever you want to do. So I really, really enjoy those. So thank you, Alvin, for that photo there. Okay, so now let's get into the third, second, and first place winners. The third place winner is going to be Duncan Wildman. He's been kind of following along with this contest for a very long time. Good to see him back there. So thank you, Duncan, for entering the contest again. But his edit was kind of more of a stylized edit, but it was kind of playing with a little bit more. It kind of almost looks high key in a way. It was just kind of a cool edit, kind of muted colors, a little bit of muted colors. I can't exactly, usually I try to pinpoint what the sliders were when somebody was editing their photo, and I can't pinpoint this exactly, but overall is a very fun, creative edit, a definite departure from the original photo. So again, if you want to follow along, link in the description down in the podcast show notes, you'll be able to see that, all that image and the rest of them there. So Duncan, I really, really appreciate you entering the contest again. Good to see you. And the next one is from Pat Cortez. I'm not sure exactly what's going on in the photo, but I really, really dig it. It looks like it was more of kind of like a day to night kind of photo. There's these little hot spots, these little, what first came to my mind was like little fireflies or something like that around the image. And it really kind of adds a little bit of interest to it. Again, it looks like a day to night. It's probably a little bit easier to do a day to night when it's a cloudy image, kind of like this one was, a little bit of overcast. So, yeah, very, very good editor. I really like the colors. The color is really what gets me. The blues are really nice. And if you're definitely going for that day to night, it was a very, very, very good edit. So, thank you, Pat, for entering the contest. I really do appreciate it. And now we're going to go into the first place winner. And again, the first place winner, if you're this person here, go ahead and email me at jordan@sleeklens.com and you will be able to get your free $50 SleekLens gift card that you can use to get anything on the site that you like. But the first place winner is Sandy Roberts, and that's Sandy with an I, Sandy Roberts. This photo was edited so stylized, but it was very well done. It looks like a vintage photo, something that were kind of like where maybe it was taken out of an old photo album, and it was an aged photo, like it's been around forever. And you know, it's got the appropriate amount of grain to it. It's got the appropriate amount of texture applied to it. A texture overlay. Overall, so good as far as the edit goes. And not to mention, they also added in an old VW bug in the left side of the photo. And it really, that little addition to the VW bug being in there just really, really sells that effect of being a old-timey vintage, you know, look like it had some water damage on it on the image, you know, really, really cool. I really, really dug that. So, Sandy Roberts, thank you for entering the contest, and thank you for, being the first place winner of the, March 2020, Sleek Lens Raw Edit Contest. I really do appreciate you entering, and thank you for everybody who entered. All the people who I didn't mention here, I really do appreciate it, and I look forward to you guys entering in the next month's contest. So for the April contest, again, I have added the RAW file and a JPEG for those of you who don't like dealing in RAW files for some reason, but I've added the JPEG and the RAW, and you're able to basically take that photo, do whatever, anything and everything that you like to the photo. If I know Alvin, who entered this contest and always puts these characters in the photo, I can kind of already imagine what he might do to this one if he enters. So you know, challenge accepted there, Alvin. It's a very cool image. It's from a battleship, one of the decks of a battleship. And you got a lot of room to play with this one. This one's kind of fun. It's there's no specific theme, and it's just basically just have fun with an edit. So if you want to check that out, remember to check the links in the show notes. You'll be able to get to all the stuff that we talked about here, as well as the next month's edit. And also remember, if you want to enter the contest, you have to join the Sleek Lens Members Club Facebook page. So just search Sleek Lens Members Club, and you'll be able to send an invite there. I will go ahead and approve you guys, and make sure you post the photos, the JPEG, as a comment in the blog post or the Facebook post that talks about this specific contest to be entered. Yeah, that's really important, because that makes it extremely easy for me to find all the images and put them together as far as the winners go. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. I really do appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you guys edit the new image for April. See you guys next time. Bye.